Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1137, getting back to our Hilchas Brachas. Okay, of course, we're in the middle of the Halachas of Shinoi Makom, and we are talking about Hiniach Miksas Chaverim. In other words, what happened? The person's eating something, Shahakol Ho'etsu Adama, and they're eating with some friends, let's say fruits or whatever, chocolates, for snacks, these type of things. And one or two friends, right? And one of the persons had a run out. So now we're going through the various different conditions. We said, number one, they had to be eating together. Now, what I want to just talk about today is the fact that the person has to return to the same place. In other words, let's say the person is eating this chocolate, these fruits or whatever it might be, right? Either shahakol or eitz or hadama, and they're eating together with friends, or they're eating ice cream or whatever. And then one of the members over there that's sitting, right? Let's say two or three people are sitting. One of them gets called back to have to run over to the office a few blocks away. Something, they had to go take care of something, be back in 5 minutes, whatever the case is. Fine. So if they come back, right, they run over to their office, it's right two blocks away. Now, if they come back and the other, you know, couple of friends or family members or whatever it was still in the middle of eating, right, what they were eating from before, it's a continuation. So then when this one person comes back, even though, although the food they're eating is a shahakol or adama or eitz, they would not have to make another bracha, even though there was a shinei makom. Now, but let's say this person who ran out to the office, they don't come back, right? They have the chocolates in their pocket, or they have the fruits with them, or whatever the case is, and they take it with them, as they say, take it to go, right? So now they're going to continue eating this shahakal adama or ha'eitz. They're going to continue eating it in the office, right? Even though you'll say, well, one second, my original eating session, I was sitting together with a few friends, right? We were eating a snack together, the kviyas, as we say, right, with a few friends. Now, And they're still eating. My friends over there are still eating. One or two people that I left over there, my friends are still eating over there. So I'll continue eating my shahakol or eitz or adama, my fruits or my chocolates or whatever. I'll continue eating in the office. I'm not going to be able to make it back to whether it was in the store they were eating together or in the house or whatever the case is. I can't make it back over there. I'll continue eating in the office, right? Which is, in other words, bottom line is it's a different location. So that would not help. That would not help, and the person would need a new bracha. Although he might have taken the same chocolates, although he might have taken the same fruits with him, whatever the case is. The person took the same food that those other people were eating over there when they sat down with their friends, right? And they'll continue eating it in their office, which is two blocks away, whatever the case might be. It could even be next door, wouldn't make a difference, but they're going to continue eating it over there. So then when they get to the other place, they would need a new bracha, or even outside if they're eating in the street. But it's true, let's assume for argument's sake, we're not going to talk about eating in the street now, it's a different story, but let's assume argument's sake, they just continue eating it in the office or the other place or wherever it was. They had to run home, let's say for 5 minutes, you know, one of the kids, whatever, to something, had to go take care of something, they're coming right back. Or now they decide to continue eating at home, although their friends are still eating in the original place where they started, which was a different place, let's say by a different friend's house or in the restaurant or whatever the case might be. So when it's shahakol or eitz or adama, they would need a new brach. In other words, the bottom line is, point is over here, that one has to return to the original location. So condition number one, the people that they left over still have to be eating, at least one of them. In other words, the meal has to be continuing on, even though it's shahakol or adama or ha'eitz, the snacks or whatever it was they were eating. That's number one. Number two, the person who left, the person who left, they come back and to the same place, and the people are still eating. Number two, they have to come back to the same place, right? You got to come back to the same place. The fact that you're going to continue eating, even though it might be the same foods that you took with you, that you were eating together with those friends in the other place, that would not help. Now, flip it the other way. If somebody has bread, let's say they're eating a meal, right? They all sat down to wash, right? The person sat down to wash. Even without other people, the fact you don't have to have other people eating there. That was only we were talking about, that helps, right, by shahakol or eitz or adama. But over here, somebody sat down to wash and now they left. Let's say they're eating by a friend's house or they're eating at their house and they have to run to the office or something along those lines. And we've spoken about in the past, they want to continue eating their meal that they're in the middle of, that they did wash for bread, and they want to continue eating in the other place. So then that will be good. That will be okay. As long as they could, l'chatchila, actually, as long as they eat bread in the other place, it doesn't even have to be a kazayis we've spoken about, right? Let's say, in other words, I'm eating at home, and I sit down, I wash, fine, and then I'm called to the office. I got to run out in the middle of the meal. I don't have time. I just, even though you have to really bench in the place, but I got to run out. Something, I don't want to say the word emergency, but something came up, pressing need, I run out to the other place. Now, if you have bread, or you take some bread with you, or you have bread in the office, let's say you go, you have to run to the office, and you continue eating over there, so then that would all be good, and they could just bench over there. That is no problem. They would not have to make a new hamoitzi. And l'chatchila, the best thing to do in that case, if they know they're going to have to leave, is to have it in mind when they make the original hamoitzi at home, right? Let's say you wash at home, make the original hamoitzi, have it in mind, and then you could definitely just continue eating in the second location, l'chatchila. That's l'chatchila. But even if they didn't do that, they didn't realize it was in the middle, whatever, b'shasat, so they run out. If they're eating, they finish eating the bread in the other location, even less than excise, as long as it's bread. It can't be cookies or cake. It has to be bread. So then they could just bench in the other location where they finish the meal. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem bracha, kol tov.